Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amid public outcry for more protection of our online data, the Federal Trade Commission is asking for comment on the effects of companies' data collection and what benefits could come out of new consumer privacy rules. But some experts say that if the U.S. does pass federal legislation on this, it's likely that many tech giants' products would be largely unaffected. We're going to talk more about this live on the KECBS Ring Central Newsline now by Karen North, USC Professor of Digital Media. Thank you so much for joining us. So we're talking about these FTC protections. Tell us what these would mean for the average person who uses the internet.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, so right now they put out a call asking for experts and for interested parties to tell them what kinds of protections we all want and what experts want for us. But if you think about it, you've all noticed that there are pop-up ads all the time where you have to say, yes, I accept the cookies. That's because Europe, the EU, instituted protections that included people being supplied with information about the kind of, privacy information that's being breached. So we're now following suit, and ideally with something that's a little bit more that actually protects us or gives us information so that we could opt out of data collection.
But that would require everybody to read the terms and conditions. And what percentage of the population actually does?
Well, I mean, it's got to be approaching zero, but even experts pretty much don't do it. But if you think about it, if you click on the review the content, instead of needing to go find the terms and conditions, the EU rules, at least have them pop up in front of you. It is true that it's only the very vigilant person who does it. But these rules would probably actually have some rules about what can be collected or how it can be collected or used, rather than just a warning about it.
And how would it work for websites that are, or internet providers that are based outside of the United States?
Okay, so that's my favorite question in the whole world. So thank you for asking that. What I love to warn people about is no matter what we do in our country, if you download an app that is from another country, it is most likely that the rules that they're following are the data privacy rules or the business rules of that country. So when you download, for example, we all know that there's a lot of data collection in China. If you download a Chinese app, then Chinese apps are more likely to collect data and archive them, potentially even personal data, not just aggregated group data, because those are the rules in that country. So we should all be very careful when we download apps or do business with companies that are housed elsewhere, because they are really paying attention to the laws of their own country.
Why is it that the FTC here in the U.S. is limited in its power to have authority over some of these companies when it comes to financial penalties?
Well, that's a very tough question. I mean, in our country, I like to tell my students, it's not illegal unless there's a law against it. So when we think about things as being bad or harmful or immoral or unethical, then in the United States, we think, well, therefore it must be illegal. But in fact, it may not be illegal. There may not be anything that could be done about it until there's a regulation or a law. And once there is a written regulation or a law, then it's more possible for the government agency to go enforce that law. Right now, this is an overstatement, but we're really in a situation where a lot of us feel that a lot of bad stuff is happening, but there aren't necessarily written rules against it. So this is the first attempt to get some rules written that will put some teeth into some of the things that we think are wrong.
We'll be keeping our eye on it. Thank you so much, Karen North, USC Professor of Digital Media.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.